This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Iran has announced that it is going ahead with nuclear activities that could eventually provide it with enriched uranium, the key explosive element in a nuclear weapon. Yesterday's announcement came just 3 days after the 35-nation Board of Governors of the International Atomic Energy Agency called on Iran to suspend all activities connected to uranium enrichment. At the same time, it has been disclosed that Israel is planning to acquire new high-tech bunker buster bombs from the U.S., bombs that could be used to attack buried Iranian nuclear facilities. NPR's Mike Schuster has more.
The Iranian decision was made public by Gholam Reza Aghazadeh, head of Iran's Atomic Energy Agency. Aghazadeh is attending an International Atomic Energy Agency conference in Vienna. He said Iran is going ahead with a test run to convert uranium ore, known as yellowcake, into a gas, uranium hexafluoride. If that gas is put through a gas centrifuge, it can be turned into enriched uranium. Enriched uranium can be used as nuclear fuel in reactors, or if the enrichment level is high enough, it can be used in a nuclear bomb. The IAEA already reported earlier this month that Iran was testing its nuclear conversion facilities. The agency also reported that Iran was readying the larger conversion of ore to uranium hexafluoride gas. Melissa Fleming, a spokeswoman for the IAEA, said yesterday that the agency will monitor the process at the relevant facilities in Iran.
The IAEA has safeguards, verification measures in place at this conversion facility. So that said, the IAEA Board of Governors on Saturday in its resolution called on Iran as a confidence-building measure to suspend this test as well as its other uranium enrichment activities.
During negotiations last week at the IAEA, Iranian officials expressed impatience with the open-ended nature of the agency's investigation into Iran's nuclear activities, and they insisted they were within their rights under international law to carry out these activities. But experts such as John Wolfstahl of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace were surprised at how quickly the decision came from Tehran to defy the will of the international community as expressed in Saturday's resolution.
The timing was so fast, it's another sign that Iran at least wants to project the image that it won't be bullied, it's going to do what it wants to do, and is almost daring or bluffing the United States or Europeans to decide what they're prepared to do about it.
Aghazadeh's announcement on uranium conversion came at the same time that Iran's reformist president, Mohammad Khatami, declared publicly that his nation was determined to press ahead with a peaceful nuclear program. Speaking at a military parade in Tehran yesterday, Khatami declared, yes to peaceful nuclear technology, no to atomic weapons. That doesn't have to bring Iran into conflict with the rest of the world, Khatami said.
Ma intekhab khod ra kardeim. Inak bar ohde digaran ast ke intekhab bokunan.
We have made our choice. Now the others should make their choice. They should recognize our rights and open the way for further understanding and cooperation. We can then accept fully-fledged supervision and work on building international trust not to move towards nuclear weapons.
Last week's resolution at the IAEA gave Iran an effective deadline of late November to remove all the remaining outstanding questions about its nuclear activities. The resolution hinted at further steps if Iran falls short, among them the possible referral of the issue to the UN Security Council, which could impose economic sanctions. Some in the Bush administration have hinted that the U.S. might eventually consider military action if Iran cannot be convinced to stop its nuclear program. Israeli leaders have also suggested they might attack Iran's nuclear facilities, as they did a nuclear reactor in Iraq in 1981. Yesterday, Haaretz, an Israeli newspaper, reported that Israel will purchase 500 bunker buster bombs from the United States, which could be used for an attack on Iranian nuclear facilities, many of which are being constructed underground. According to Haaretz, the sale will take place after the November presidential election in the U.S. Mike Schuster, NPR News.